Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Now, just right on the heels of what you're saying, we have so much to be thankful and grateful for. But today, according to new data that's being revealed, it's being revealed that 2.5 million children right now are homeless. And in the United States, this is according to the U.S. Department of Education and Census Bureau. We're going to make this related for you on the torch. But, you know, this is how many of us really think that there's homeless children in America? We may see homeless people from here, you know, as we travel. But this article details that there's millions now, 2.5 million children that are living in shelters. They're living in cars. They're living in places that you may not even want to put a dog in. You know what I mean? Just horrible. And they say one of the biggest contributing factors is, you know, a single parent, a mother who's raising children by herself. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of really underscores to me, as just we pray for family often and we're supportive of the family the way God intended it, how important it is for families to remain and stick together and pursue what God says family is all about. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, a lot of the problems that we're seeing in society really is because we've turned away, someone turned away from God's original intent. And we can help those, we can avoid future problems, but we can also help those who are in need today. And so during this season that we're entering in, you know, look for those opportunities where you can bless people. Look for those opportunities, because a lot of times you'll find that there are many homeless people that we have this paradigm, this mindset that we think that a homeless person or homeless child maybe is going to be only on the side of the road. They're only going to be, you know, maybe dirty or something like that. There's a lot of people that are working, but they're going back to their car. There's a lot of people that are couch surfing. There's a lot of people that are living in shelters. I remember when I was in the Bronx in New York and ministering out there, I would walk past a building and someone would tell me, "See that building there? That's an entire homeless shelter, a place where women and children are the complete building." Mm-hmm. And that happens in bigger cities, but it happens all across the cities in America. And so we want to encourage you to look with the eyes of the Lord. Oftentimes, you know, when we get in the car, we're going about our business, we're going about our day, and we're just looking from A to B. Got to get to the store, got to get to this place, and we're not looking at our surroundings. We're not looking at people. We're not seeing with the eyes of God, how is that person really doing? And it's amazing when we practice that, when we just, you know, really engage ourselves and being able to look for those opportunities where we can look for people who are in need, people that need help, a kind word, and you'll be surprised what you'll find. You'll find that maybe this person's homeless. Mm-hmm. Maybe this child needs something. Maybe this person, you know, is suffering from an illness. And we're going to have more of these related statistics for you so that you can look at it, you know, yourself and make sure this is on the torch. But again, 2.5 million children living homeless. We talked about on a separate segment of VFN TV about the fragility of life and in Nevada, how that concrete slab that used to be a military base, they took every single building off of it and just left the concrete slabs, and the homeless people from all around that area were putting their tents and putting their RVs there just to survive and make it. And so this season, let's remember all the blessings that we have. Let's be grateful to the Lord for what we have instead of complaining maybe about what we don't have. That tends to be, you know, something that's easy for some of us to do, but we need to focus on how much God has blessed us and what we can do personally to touch one life. Imagine if just every person, really, and young or old, because you can train your children to do this. I mean, you can really empower, give your children vision, not just to think about themselves, but to look in the greater context of so many people that are in great need. If we're just worried about ourselves, we're not walking in the love of God. But when we start looking and seeing ourselves as a global Christian, as a Christian that's affecting my community, my city, my neighborhood, then we begin to take ownership and we begin to say, well, what can I do to be part of the solution? Mm-hmm. What can I do to help? And that's where, you know, being the Lord's hands and feet, walking in practical ways, sharing the love of God, we can meet natural needs by just being loving, caring, and most of all, looking for opportunities to bless others. Mm-hmm. So let's keep those 2.5 million homeless children in our prayers and believe that they're going to get, you know, the housing and things that they need.
You know, and it's, there's one thing about praying that needs are met, but if you're really sincerely praying, you'll find out God will make you part of the answer.
Yes. I think that's why he says, pray to the Lord of the harvest for workers.
He'll send out workers.
You'll realize, I guess you're sending me to be the worker, right?
Right, right. Because we're all called to do that. But to think about it, just I think about Coach McCartney and his friend. They're riding on the road, and they saw a problem. Mm. They saw that men did not have vital relationships. They didn't have vital relationships with a few other men to help them to sustain some key promises that we needed to sustain. So two men said, okay, let's do something about it. And so they got a few guys together, and about 40 people showed up. And they thought, this is pretty good. This is pretty good. They all agreed to it. And then they said, you know what? We can just, I know what we'll do. Let's meet again next year. And what happened with two men just having this conversation like we're having right now?
Mm-hmm.
They became part of the solution. God birthed because they saw the need. They had the burden. They took the step. They prayed, but they acted. And that's where Promise Keepers was formed.
Wow.
It was formed out of not only just having a concern like we're talking about for the homeless, but you know what? Begin to believe God that he can use you to build houses. You know, Habitat for Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Not just
Habitat for Humanity,
good.
But bless the Habitat for Humanity. You know, getting involved. That when you begin to pray, say, God, show me how I can be a part. Maybe joining Habitat for Humanity. Maybe, you know, getting your gathering together, put a roof on somebody's house, and they can get back in it again when there's no water coming in. I mean, there's all kinds of ways. But see yourself as part of the answer. It began with two guys, right, two men, seeing the problem, praying about it, and beginning to act on it. And next thing you know, stadiums around the United States and the world were filled with thousands of men crying out to God, singing awesome, awesome songs. That's how the Promise Keepers movement began. What's going to begin? What kind of movement's going to begin inside of you when you say yes to God? You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.